Hey, how's it going? This is Chris. This is episode 60 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. It's a really ugly, rainy day here. Hopefully it won't rain on me while I'm doing this. The skies are angry and so am I. And that's what I want to talk about is I want to talk about how I'm angry and you should be angry. We should all be angry and we should use that anger and employ that anger, we need to be articulate about why we're angry and we need to make good arguments if we're going to defeat the Democrats in November and going forward. And what am I angry about? A lot of things, but the one of the big things right now is this, the whole Hunter Biden laptop reality that we all knew anyway. We all knew it was real, but now of course they're admitting, the New York Times is admitting that it's all real, it was all true. All the evidence of Joe Biden's corruption is true. It's all true. Even though we were told that it was Russian disinformation. We were told that it was all lies. Joe Biden himself said, it's Russian disinformation. None of it's true. Twitter banned, they shut down the New York Post, this country's oldest newspaper, they shut down their Twitter feed because they reported on this story. Think about that. Think about these people who, the Democrats say that they're all about freedom and the First Amendment and honesty, and they're just total liars and hypocrites. Complete liars and hypocrites. Facebook did the same thing. If you posted a link to the New York Post story, they would shut you down. They would send you to Facebook jail. These people are liars. They've been lying about everything. Everything. They lied about the Russia collusion hoax. Complete pack of lies. It's all turned out now that was all made up crap. If anything, it was Hillary Clinton who was paying Russians. Igor Danchenko is a Russian. So the Hillary Clinton campaign, through Christopher Steele, paid the Russians for this information that turned out to be totally made up. But the Democrats ran with it. Oh boy, did they run with it. They loved it, and they didn't care if it was true or not. They probably all knew it was not true, but they ran with it anyway because they don't care about the truth. These people are liars and hypocrites. They are the worst people in the world. In the world. They're worse than Russia. These people are worse than Russia. They're worse than Vladimir Putin. They're worse than the Chinese. These people are horrible, horrible people. They did the same thing with calling Donald Trump a fascist. They called Donald Trump, he's a fascist. Oh, he's a fascist. They're just completely redefining words. Fascism is the consolidation and centralization of power, of political power, into fewer and fewer hands. Adolf Hitler, Benito Mussolini, Generalissimo Francisco Franco in Spain. Those were fascists. They were fascists. They were dictators. And the Democrats are the ones who are fascists. They're the ones who want to consolidate and centralize all power into the hands of a small number of people in Washington. And that's why they're all working together, because they want to be that ruling class. I've talked about this a thousand times. The Democrats are the ones, and the media, and the people in Washington, the permanent bureaucracy, they believe that they should run the world. They don't believe in you at all. They don't believe in democracy. Don't think for one second they care about democracy, about your vote. They don't care who you vote for. They will select your leader for you. They will destroy the person you vote for, and they will select, or they will just brainwash you into supporting the person that they choose. Because that's what they did with Trump. All the lies. You know, look at what they did with the very fine people. Very fine people on both sides. He called white supremacists very fine people. He's a racist. He's a white supremacist. They're still lying about that. Still to this day, Democrats are lying about that. That's not what Donald Trump said. That's not what he said. And this is about the people who wanted to take down the debate over taking down the Robert E. Lee statue in Richmond, Virginia. He said there are very fine people on both sides of that debate. But he specifically said after that, in the same speech, like 10 seconds later, he specifically said, and I'm not talking about the white nationalists and neo-Nazis who should be condemned totally. He specifically said that. But the Democrats didn't, and the media, they never told you that part. They lied to you. They lied to all of us all day long, and they still lie about it. They still lie about it. Joe Biden lied during one of the presidential debates about it. You know, these people are blatant liars. You know, they lied about, Donald Trump wants you to inject, to drink bleach. That's not what he said. He never said that. They were lying because they lie about everything. These people are horrible liars and hypocrites. And we need to be, so we should be angry about this because this isn't about Donald Trump. This is not about Donald Trump. This is about you. This is about the American people. This is what I'm talking about. This whole theme of this podcast is the people at the top, the media, the people in government, the Democrat Party, they all believe that they know what's best for you. They know how to run your life. They must run your life for your own good and for the good of the planet. They have to call all the shots. They have to have all the power. And you are nothing. You are a stupid peasant, and you should shut up and do what they say. And if you dare to suggest that you should be free, that Donald Trump thinks maybe you should be free, Donald Trump thinks maybe, you know, the Republicans and the libertarians, we believe that the people should be free to make their own choices, their own decisions. And that the ruling political class in Washington should have less power over your life because they don't know what they're doing. They're a bunch of idiots. And the idea of central planning doesn't work. It's inefficient. It's inhumane. It's immoral. And but the people, the political ruling class, they want to destroy anybody who has that mentality, anybody who has that point of view. They must destroy anybody because that is their enemy. You are their, if you want to be free, you are their enemy because your freedom is an impediment to their power, to their whole life's work is ordering you around, bossing you around. That's what Democrats do. Their entire life is geared around bossing you around, telling you what to do. And if you want to be free, you're their enemy. Anybody who dares to suggest that the federal government should have less power is their enemy. And they're going to they will lie. They'll do anything. They will lie. They will tell you things. They will control very carefully what information you hear to mold you into their kind of thinking, into their kind of person. You know, it's disgusting, absolutely disgusting what these people, and this is, you know, these are the arguments that we need to make to our friends, our relatives, our family members, our co-workers. This is what you have to tell these people. You know, people who still vote Democrat, I can't believe there are people who would still vote Democrat, but you have to tell these people, you know, we have to tell these people, you're the bad guy. That they are the ones on the side of the bad guys. They are the bad people. They are the ones who are opposed to freedom, to human liberty. They are the ones who are liars. They're the ones who are embracing these liars, these hypocrites. You know, we're the ones who don't believe in central planning. We're the ones who don't believe that people should be bossed around like their children. We're the ones who have respect. We respect our fellow American. We trust our fellow American. We love our fellow American. We want, and you know, this is what one of the things I've been talking about in the last couple of episodes is the difference between the, you know, reality and, I don't know, not reality, you know, fake reality, or, you know, I mean, you know, Donald Trump is a racist. Well, under Donald Trump, the life of the average black person was getting better. Unemployment was low. Everything was getting better under Donald Trump. Now, under Joe Biden, the life of the average black person and the life of the average every American is getting worse. It's getting worse. Crime, inflation, high gas prices, which I've explained is really, it's part inflation and part just their war on fossil fuels, their idiotic central plan to switch us to renewables and electric cars, even though, you know, they're pushing it too fast. They shouldn't be pushing it at all, but they're pushing it too fast. And they're causing, they're tinkering, they're meddling with a very complicated system, a very complicated combination of people interacting with each other, and they're tweaking it, and they don't know what they're doing, and they're causing all kinds of harm. That's why our gas prices are so high. So there's the reality, and then there's this fake reality that the, you know, the Republicans are racist. You know, so we have to be a country that believes in reality. Just put aside all of the lies, all of this fake reality that the media and the Democrats and the people in government, Joe Biden himself, they are trying to make you believe. They're trying to make it so you don't believe your own eyes. And they want you to turn your back on reality. You know, they told us that inflation would be transitory. It's transitory. Yeah, inflation's transitory. And then they told us, well, no, actually inflation's good because we're all going to get a raise. Yeah, it's going to raise price, raise wages. Yeah. And now they're saying, inflation is terrible and it's all Putin, all Vladimir Putin's fault. You know, I mean, these people are absolute liars and hypocrites. And I had a little piece of paper here. The other thing I wanted to touch on was the tax cuts. They're still lying about that. The Trump tax cuts only benefited the wealthy, the 1%. Well, that's not true. Every single tax bracket, every single taxpayer in every single tax bracket got a tax cut. That's a fact. So they're lying. They're lying about that. They're still lying about that. To this day, they're lying about that. Even though, like I mentioned in a previous episode, the New York Times, I think it was in 2019, finally had to admit that, yeah, you probably got a tax cut. Everybody got a tax cut. You know, these people are just absolute, just blatant liars. They're lying right now about the Florida Don't Say Gay law. Oh, it's a Don't Say Gay law. It's a gag order. No, it's not. It's just a law that says teachers shouldn't teach kindergartners about sexuality. That's not the job of a teacher to teach. You know, leave kindergartners alone. You know, but they're lying about it. They're lying because that's what they do. They lie about everything. And you should be angry about that. And you should call them out. You should call them out about that. And same thing with the insurrection. You know, they lie. It was an insurrection, January 6th. It was not an insurrection. It was a protest to send the electors back to some of the states so they could investigate voter fraud for 10 days. It was a 10-day waiting period to investigate voter fraud. It was not an insurrection. You know, if there is an insurrection, it was the November 3rd election where the Democrats cheated their asses off. They cheated their asses off. That's another thing they're lying about. There's no evidence of that. No evidence of voter fraud. No, there's no, absolutely no. President Trump's unbased, baseless accusations. Don't tell me there's no evidence of voter fraud. There's tons of evidence of voter fraud. And if you're paying attention, you know, if we had an honest media, they would tell you that. But we don't. But because they're all Democrats and they're all in on it. They're all, you know, and it's not, you know, I come down on Democrats all the time. But this is really a struggle between, like John Stuart Mill talked about, liberty and authority. You know, there's authority and then there's liberty. And there's the people in charge, and then there's the people, the American people. And if we want to be, if the American people want to be free, we have to reduce the power of the people in charge. And the people in charge are, some of them are both parties. And that's one of the things I think that the MAGA movement is really all about. It's about tackling the ruling class. It doesn't matter what party you're in. There are plenty of ruling class elites who snobby elites who believe that they should be in charge. And even if they don't believe that they should be in charge, they want to be in charge because it's good to be in charge. You know, it's good to be old saying, it's good to be the king. You know, from Mel Brooks' History of the World Part One, it's good to be the king. Yeah, it is. It's good to be in charge. And they don't want to give, they'd have to go out into the real world and get real jobs if they weren't in charge of your life. If they weren't paying themselves with your money to run your life, they would have to go get real jobs. And they can't do anything. They're a bunch of idiots. You know, they'd be sweeping the floors at Home Depot or something. You know, not that the people who work at Home Depot should be frowned upon. I mean, sweeping the floors is, at least that's honest work, for God's sake. So, all right, that's it. That's episode 60. I'm angry. You should be angry too. And we should channel that anger, explain why we're angry, talk to people about this is why I'm angry. And this is why I think you are on the wrong side. And I think you should also be angry because these people are using you. You know, that's the other thing, that these people in charge, the ruling class, they're just using you. You know, this is one I complain about the left, but you know, a lot of people, I've said this before, guys like Bernie Sanders, you know, the Bernie bros, they're angry and they're correct to be angry. The problem is they've misdiagnosed what they're really angry about, and they're misdirecting their anger, you know, at the wrong people. They should be directing their anger at the government, at the ruling class, at the people who make all the rules, the people who make all the decisions, the people who have all the power. And like I've said, some of that is in the private sector, like the big banks and stuff like that, but they wouldn't have the private sector, these big corporations, they wouldn't have that power if the government didn't give it to them, if the government didn't protect them from competition. So, all right, that's it. That's episode 60. All right, I don't know. I'll see you. I don't know what to say other than I will see you on the next one, next episode. All right, have a great day. Bye-bye.